To another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. And for this episode, I'm going to talk about some books that were recently procured by mycomicshop.com. I had the last few days off and went to Albuquerque, and the store that I originally went to, Don's Paperback Books, was having a sale in their warehouse, but they were having it on the day I left. Which really sucks because I've never been in their warehouse, and they stopped selling like comics for the most part. Now they're just a bookstore. They have a few in their store, and I think they order through Diamond for anybody that pre-orders from them, but they don't stock a lot of stuff on their shelf. They have like just one small shelf for comics. However, they used to be a big time comic book buyer, and they have this huge warehouse, and I really wanted to check it out. But maybe next time. I get emails every time they open it up, so we'll see if I can time it right during the next holiday if we're there, and see if I could get into the warehouse or see it for the first time. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked about my mom giving me her Vampire Lestat comic books. And she was missing a few issues, so I completed those issues. I got the Vampire Companion number 3. There's 3 issues of the Vampire Companion, and I completed that. I was missing Interview with the Vampire number 12, and procured that. And I also procured Queen of the Damned number 11. Now there was, I believe there's supposed to be a 12 because it says 11 of 12, but I can find no evidence of 12 existing. So I don't know if this was happening like during when innovation was going out of business or what was happening, but I don't think it exists. And if you know anything about Queen of the Damned, Anne Rice's Queen of the Damned from Innovation Comics, number 12, let me know, because I haven't found on eBay or anything. I see full collections 1 through 11, but I don't see a 12 existing. So if you know anything about this, send me email at mike@comicbooknoise.com or tweet me at Mike Myers Brunch, because I'd like to know. I then completed my Shadow Strikes comics. So I own all of the Shadows books from DC on to Dynamite. I'm not missing one of them. And this was issue 25 of the series that I was missing, and I completed that. I double-checked it against the database, and it's completed, which is good. I then got Vanguard number 3, which was one issue I was missing from completing all the Vanguard series, and I found out there was one I'm still missing, so I put it on my want list. And the title that I have was Vanguard Ethereal Warriors, and it's just a one issue book, and so I put that on my order list so I can have all the Vanguards from Image. I guess this one was the last Daredevil I was missing. It was issue 371 of volume 1. I completed it. So with this issue, I own all the Daredevil's volumes and books ever published, except for the Golden Age Daredevil, which has nothing to do with this Daredevil, but all the Marvel Comics Daredevil comics I own. So this is a big procurement. I thought I had already purchased this one, but when I was auditing the system, it looked like I missed it, so I had put it on my order to complete it. And now I own all the Daredevil. So I've already completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series, almost 6, but there's one more Vanguard series to go. So I must have fat fingered the next one, because with the next procurement, my intent was to complete all the DC Man-Bats. And I'm still missing issue 1 of the second series from 1996. I have read these already because it came out in one of the Man-Bat trades. And I have 2 and 3 on single issues, and I just need 1. I have placed that order with my comics. I have put it in. I haven't placed the order. I have put it in my want list for the next time I do a procurement. The next two purchases are huge purchases for me personally because I've achieved a major milestone. Because these are a lot of. This is as big as the Daredevil for me personally. I got All-Star Western number 11 and Jonah Hex number 89. So what this did for me was complete all of my Jonah Hex titles that where he appears in All-Star Western and all the Jonah Hex titles, including Hex, which was a science fiction offshoot of Hex. So I have all of them. The only thing I am missing are there's three Blue Digest books. And I may need those. The next series that I did, I picked up at a dollar box somewhere, and I wanted to complete it. It's from Maxim Press, which is Rob Liefeld's company. It's an anthology called Asylum, and I completed that. And one of the reasons I really wanted this, is not only does it have like Evangeline and War Child and a couple of his properties, but it has, Battlestar Galactica, which appeared there, and it also has the $6 Million Man and Woman, and also a Terry Moore Lady Supreme. So I was very happy to complete those, and that is a complete collection I have now of them. I just needed 1, 2, 6, 9, and 10, and now I completed that run, so I completed that. The next one helped me complete another series. It was an epic that I picked up. I was only missing issue one of it. It's Sisterhood of Steel, number one from the Marvel Epic line, and I was able to procure that. So I completed the Sisterhoods of Steel from Marvel Comics Epic line. The next one I was hoping to complete, but I didn't. And where I'm missing something. Some of the books, where did I do with them? Oh, they're over there. I gotta go grab them. It was Stalkers. I had talked about Stalkers on a previous Mike M's Weekly Reads, and I said how much I liked it, and I had been missing some, and I wanted to complete it. It also was from Marvel Comics Epic line. And this, I thought I was completing it, but I missed one issue. I'm missing issue number three. Not available on mycomicshop.com for some strange reason. Put it on my want list. I hope to seek that one out. Because that one's preventing me from reading the whole story. And I think I've already read one and two, so that's the next one I need to read. So I'm going to hold on completing Stalkers. And, so if you know of a way I could get Stalkers number 3 for cover price or less, which is $1.50 plus a small order of shipping, let me know, 'cause I'd like to complete that run of Stalkers. The next book completes my DC Comics version of V. This is a science fiction TV show that came out back in the 1980s. And I watched every episode of that when it came out. I watched the remake of V, and this series, I was only missing issue one. So with this procurement, I have every single issue of V from DC Comics, which is based on that hit TV show. Complete another series. This one I was missing since it came out. I picked these up at the direct market. I think it was at Don's Paperback Books back when I was living in Albuquerque. And it was the Saga of Crystar the Crystal Warrior. And I just never got one. I started with issue two and then went forward and I missed five. So I picked up issue one and five and I completed the Saga of Crystar the Crystal Warrior, which is very good. I've also been talking about on Retrocast and on the Twitters and such that I've been into the. I listened to the Epic podcast, which went over the DeFalco Friends run of Amazing Spider-Man. And I've been reading that digitally on Marvel Unlimited. And I liked it so much, I wanted the singles. So I picked up issue 251, DeFalco's first one, and then issue 252, which is a big deal one because it introduces the him in the black suit coming back from secret wars. You got 253, 254, 255, 256, which is the first appearance of Puma, and 257. And I've read all of them, and they're excellent issues, and now I own those issues, and I've been on a Spider-Man kick lately, so I've picked up a lot of Spider-Man as of late. Nowhere near completing that run, but I have picked up areas of interest lately, and I continue to do it every time I get a chance. I was able to find another issue of Dog Witch, and I'm missing the tail end of Dog Witch. And I think number 4 and then like 12 through 18 or something like that. I think I have 13 and 17. And this is a series that came out from Sirius Comics, and I'm having a hard time finding it. So it's from Daniel Schafer, who's done a lot of work that I've really enjoyed lately, and I wanted to get all of them. I'm missing 5, 14, 15, 16, and 18. So if you find these in a dollar box, let me know, because I want issues 5, 14, 15, 16, and 18. One of them says book one direct to video, so there was a movie actually on this one, but I'd sure like to pick this one up because I like his work and I've already read the first issue and I've enjoyed it. I think it's going to be hard to find just because of the low print run, that there's virtually no demand for it that I know of. And just finding these issues is going to be tough. So I'm asking the listeners, if you can find the issues that I mentioned, please let me know, and I'll gladly pay you for them. I'm looking to get it for, I don't know, roughly, if they're good condition, for $5 or less on issue. And I think the 18 is going to be a bitch to get for $5 or less, because some of those are so low print runs that they're high in cost. At least my database is showing 18 to be $42, and it's a conservative database, which worries me. But those tail ends are such low print runs, they're hard to get. Another series that I completed is Scorpion. This is a character I think that Howard Chaykin started out with, and it's from Atlas Comics. It's another dead universe that I'm trying to get all the comics for. So I completed that run with the purchase of issues 2 and 3. So there's another completion. And then I got a bunch of Ghost Rider Volume 1s. I need two more issues. In volume 2, I need 3 comics. I put 2 on my list. One of them is annual number 2. That's the third book I'm missing from volume 2. From volume 1, I'm pretty much missing from a good portion of 1 through. I have 1, I have 3, and I have a mismatch, but it's like 1 through 21 or something that I'm missing. But I do own now 28 through the completion. So I picked up 28, 30, 31, 32, 38, 48, 51, 52, 57, 58, 64, and 80 of Ghost Rider, which almost gets me to completing volume 1. And like I said, I'm almost complete with the Danny Ketch version of that character in volume 2. So this was a big, I completed a lot of runs, and I'm moving on to other ones, and I don't know what I'm going to yet, but I'll probably be looking at another Atlas title. I am gonna try to complete that Ghost Rider, although mycomicshop.com did not have the annual number 2 of the Danny Ketch version, volume 2. So I'm still waiting on that. What else? Let me just go. What else am I? Oh, well, I'll talk about that in the DC podcast. But I found I was missing a couple of Dead Man books, Strange Adventures, only two. And I'm going to target those so I can complete my Dead Man. And he also appears in the tail end of the Challengers of the Unknown, so I'm looking to complete that. I've been on a Dead Man kick, and I really like his comics and what Neil Adams did for that character. It's been pretty freaking amazing. Look forward to talking about some of that in the next DC Spotlight that I have. So look for that. It'll be coming soon. I want to thank you for listening to this. And I will be back with the weekly reads. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye bye. All right, and I'm back. And we're going to talk about the weekly reads. We're going to start. I'm going to do 2 weeks again, trying to do the catch up. And we're going to start with September 25th through October 1st of 2017. Again, five, I love it. Four, really like it. Three, I like it. Two, did not like it. One, hated it. And you say, well, why are you so far behind? It's because I got far behind in this podcast, and I want to document these still. So eventually the goal is to catch up and then be doing this more in a live mode of the weekly reads, because that's what it was originally intended for. How did that happen? Okay, this H that should be 12, 19, 20, 21. I just had a miscalculation I had to figure out. And I did. I don't think I totaled the other ones, so you have to bear with me. But for that week, we'll start with the wow. I guess I'm really surprised I rated something a 2 out of 5, but it was a Tom King book. Mr. Miracle number 2. I rated a 2 out of 5, which means I did not like it. I don't remember rating this a 2, but I thought it was a 3, but I guess I was r didn't really like it at the time. This is a The drug-induced state of Mr. Miracle has him living with Barda, and they are using their mother box to figure out how the shower works. Oh, now I know why I didn't like this. That was ridiculous. The head of Apocalypse. They head to Apocalypse to kill Granny Goodness, but she may have been protecting them all along, so she tries to get them to believe that. Orion is the High Father right now, and he is the one that assigns them to go after Granny. So Orion came to their apartment and they're trying to fix the shower, if I remember correctly, and says, I got a task for you. I need you to go kill Granny Goodness. And that's where they go to go kill Granny Goodness. I didn't like the issue, and I don't remember not liking it, but now I think I remember why I didn't like this particular issue. So that was a 2 out of 5. We then get into the 3 out of 5s. We have Tinkerers of the Wasteland. This is from Scout Comics. Oh, I didn't break down the comics yet. Had a total of 21 comics, 1 Scout, 12 Marvel, 3 DC, 4 Boom, and 1 Art of Fiction. The Scout comic was Tinkers of the Wasteland. It's a light-hearted post-apocalyptic tale where asteroids have destroyed the Earth and some kids want to eat chicken, which are very rare. So that's the light-hearted part of it. It's kind of like Chew, I guess, where chicken was outlawed or whatever. Here, chicken is a fine commodity. There's like one chicken farm, and they're trying to get to break in and get chickens because eating chicken is where it's at in the post-apocalyptic tale. We have All Crime Comics number 3. This is an anthology story. I think I'm still missing issue 1, but it's a crime story involves an alternate future where there is a kidnapping of some key Russian soccer players, but the mission to rescue the soccer players turns into a bloodbath, and there's only one survivor. So that's All Crime Comics. We then get into Marvel, and I read this on Marvel Unlimited, which caused me to buy a full run of Howard the Duck, believe it or not. So that's what Marvel Unlimited does. This is a Steve Gerber story. Howard is suicidal but runs across an evil accountant that is using magic to put us back in time of sword and sorcery. So he's trying to regress us. Howard saves the day. Peter is assigned to go to Cleveland to take pictures of the talking duck. And when I say Peter, I mean Peter Parker. He's assigned to it from J. Jonah Jameson to go take pictures of the talking duck. I also read these on Marvel Unlimited, and I don't own these. So these 4 issues I don't own, but I read Blink 1 through 4. Blink travels to the negative zone after Blast Star to see if she can get help and falls in love with Annihilus. That was a weird story. Remembers who she is and returns to her world. She had like amnesia in that 4-issue arc. We then get into Deathmatch 9 through 12. This is from Boom Studios. And this was like a competition death match between all the heroes and villains on this particular world. And somebody was playing the game. I remember loving the way this started, and the way it ended kind of changed my opinion, and I just liked it, so I rated it a 3 out of 5. The main character discovers, or thinks she discovers, who's behind the plan that is having them compete and is trying to get Dragonfly to tell them. They're down to the last 3 characters. This is a Meridian, anti-Meridian paradox that is leading to the destruction of Earth. Manchurian comes up with a time paradox to defeat anti-Meridian, but it was at the sacrifice of all the heroes. Only Benny Boatwright, Dragonfly, survived, and Sable is going to try to make a sacrifice to actually be a hero. It was a good series. I thought the potential of it at the beginning was I loved it, and then it kind of decreased over time. I think I remember talking to people when this was coming out, and they felt the same way. So I'm gonna actually make sure I took. This is when I was doing things bass-ackwards in the inventory, and I want to make sure that I have the full run in my database, and I do. So that's good. And Deathmatch was by Paul Jenkins, with a fantastic artist. He does a lot of the Planet of the Apes stuff and Kong. It's Carlos Magno. He's really good. I think he's done some Avatar stuff as well. He's a really fantastic artist. We have Detective Comics 447 and 448. Batman teams up with the Creeper and finds out Talia and Ra's are alive and hiding in a circus. And they're trying to use this to recruit him into the League of Assassins. So they're trying to recruit Batman into the League of Assassins. We now go into the 4 out of 5s. We had X-Men Chronicles number 1. Blink led me into the Age of Apocalypse kind of thing. I never finished it, but I never read it before either, believe it or not. You could probably tell I wasn't that crazy about it because I didn't pursue buying them. So we have Apocalypse attacks with his horsemen and mutants to launch a nuclear attack on the world, but Magneto and his X-Men stop the attack. Scarlet Witch is his daughter and actually dies. Rogue brought to Magneto by Mystique. We have Invincible Iron Man, Volume 3, number 4 through 6. And this is the Riri and arc of Iron Man, where she's taken over the mantle and Tony is like a computer-generated image. There was an event that caused that. I can't remember which one it was, But he fought Captain Marvel and ended up sort of dying, and they loaded his brain into a computer image, essentially. This is Riri and Pepper defeat a techno golem and cyber ninjas, and they recruit Riri into working with Stark's mother. And yes, I do mean Tony Stark's actual biological mother. There's more backstory on her family and best friend, that's Riri's. MIT comes and offers her status back at the school with perks. A mysterious character wants to buy Latveria. Lucia von Bardos wants Latveria to be in power again. Interesting stuff, and Bendis is doing a hell of a job on the Iron Man titles, if you want my opinion. We then have a Doctor Strange Annual number one. The Sanctum is being rebuilt, and the contractor turns out to be a soul-stealing demon. Clea returns to help Strange and states while there is a bond, the bond is one and will last forever. In magic, they can never be together. So it's kind of like, hey, we have a bond, but we can never share the same bed or be together anymore. We then get into the 5 out of 5s, which is Doctor Strange 12 through 13. This is the volume with Jason Aaron. Baron Mordo attacks the Sanctum, and Doctor Strange ends up in battle with Nightmare and is able to defeat him. I loved it, and I've been really enjoying Jason Aaron run during this time frame. So that will take us to the week of October 2nd through October 8th. We have a total of, let's see, 17 comics. One Overground, 12 Marvel, one Lion Forge, two Image, and one Devil's Due. We'll start at the bottom at the 3 out of 5s. There's no 2 out of 5s or 1 out of 5s. We have X-Men Chronicles number 2 and X-Men Alpha number 1. Bishop tells the team of how Magneto's past should have been. They are still fighting with Apocalypse. Rogue and Magneto are together, and Gambit is jealous. We have Tinker number 2. That is the Overground comic, which was a new shared universe that took off. It tried to succeed, but wasn't selling anything. And then they moved over to another publisher, and they didn't succeed there either. So it was kind of a dead universe now. But I think I own the entire dead universe. There might be a few issues that weren't published that you might have to find at cons, but I don't have those. But everything that was actually published through Diamond, I believe I do have. So Tinker, the girl goes to a costume event, meets her heroes, and gets a job as an intern for the corporation that funds these heroes. A 3 out of 5, which turned into a higher one as time went on, was Image Comics Redlands number 1. Had a beautiful Vanessa Del Rey art. It was 70s police hung a woman who were believed to be witches and now seek revenge against the cops. So what this does is it shows a flashback, and that's how this series opens. But then when you get into issues that follow, it's like contemporary time, and it becomes really interesting. But I rated Redlands number 1 3 out of 5, which means I liked it. As time went on, I believe it even became a 4 out of 5. So we got 4 out of 5s for this particular week. We have Web of Spider-Man number 120, Spider-Man number 54. This is the Clone Saga that I was reading from the Omnibus. It's now focusing on Kane and Kraven's son, as he thinks he is hunting down Spider-Man, but it really is Ben. It's not really Spider-Man he's hunting down. We then have Spectacular Spider-Man 218, 219, and Amazing Spider-Man 396. It continues my journey with the Clone Saga, and he has a run-in with Nocturne and Puma. And I just read Puma's first appearance, so that's pretty cool. And it teams up with the new Daredevil that claims Matt Murdock is dead. They team to fight the Owl and Vulture, and Peter is poisoned. So he's actually poisoned by the Vulture, and looks like he's gonna die, and it plays a big part in this Clone Saga. Mary Jane visits her sister and makes peace with her father because her father is living with her sister, and she's been at odds with her family, and finally goes back to visit it and try to make peace with her family. We have an Image comic next, Hard Place number one. A car driver for bank robberies gets out of prison and tries to go straight and help his father, only to be drawn in by circumstance. So it's like a Baby Driver type thing, except he was in prison and tries to get out of that life, but is drawn back in. We have Ghost Money number one, which is 4 out of 5. This is from Lion Forge. This is mercenaries in the past try to torture an Al-Qaeda accountant to find out where their money is. In the future, they introduce a wealthy woman who may have the money. So it's like something that takes place in the past and then rolls forward to the future. Really good issue. Really good quality of cover. Really good package from the Lion Forge branch that is European. They have some European comics like Jazz Maynard and Ghost Money, and they're adapted into our English language and then published over there. So that's where that book comes from. Malefic is, I was just talking about trying to get listeners to help me find Dogwitch. Well, it's by that same creator, Ken Schaefer. And Malefic is a devil's due. He does a lot of like psycho characters, like a Crazy House type characters, people that are in insane asylums, which kind of freaks my shit. A therapist has sex with a serial killer, and she is treated and loses her job to find out her father left her an asylum that she now needs to run. So that sounds pretty fucked up, huh? So she had sex with a serial killer who was her patient, actually, and she fucked him. The media found out, she lost her job, and then when her father passed away, he left her in an insane asylum to take over. That's pretty messed up. We have Howard the Duck 2-7, Volume 1. Howard moves in with Beverly. He fights the Turnip, who is the roommate. Turns out to be the roommate. A black kid dies after running into the Macho. He's actually called the Macho after a karate movie. And he has to learn quack fu to take out the Macho. Bev and Howard have to rescue a sleeping, walking, autistic adult artist. They're both broke. So broke, Howard has to get in the rink with a fighter, but ends up throwing the fighter out so does not get the full amount of money using his quack fu. They leave Cleveland, Ohio, and go to Philly and fight a gingerbread Frankenstein monster created by a little girl. They head up to New York, where they get jobs as a girl who gives out things at a political debate. That's Beverly, by the way. She's the girl that gives out things for political debates, and he's a security guard. Howard thinks he can run for president. Really good issues, really entertaining. The Howard the Duck 2-7, I gave a 5 out of 5. So that wraps up those books. I might be one Marvel short. I might be 18 books that week. But I want to thank you for listening. If you get a chance, please send me feedback at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter or email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can send questions at any time. And you can also leave feedback at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Or on Facebook, we have a website under Geek Brunch Podcast. You click the like button. You can follow all the episode threads there, which is Mike M's Weekly Reads, Mike M's Collector's Corner, Geek Brunch, and Geek Brunch Retro. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. And if you want to donate to the show, the way you can donate is to go to the Comic Book Noise website. And that, because Derek Coward runs this website, and you can leave money or donations through that site right there. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.